Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Let's bring this guy and he can talk about it. Frank Madden joins us now from the Locked On Bucks podcast on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Isn't that true, Frank? You reminisce more and talk about the good old days. When that starts happening, you know you're officially old. I mean, you were talking about you've been doing this podcast for 15 years. What more do you need to say?
Well, 10 years, Sparky.
Oh, 10 years. 10 years on the podcast. I aged you. I'm sorry.
I think I was podcasting... under a different name, under our old website name, probably for close to 15 years. But I think I started writing about the Bucks in 2007. So I'm almost 20 years into that. So anyway, hey, I'm old, guilty as charged. And if you want to talk about 2021 and all that, like, let's reminisce.
No.
Because I'm old and those days are long gone at this point.
Frank Madden used to come in and host post-game shows with me and all that stuff when he was in town because he lives in Tejas. So let's talk a little bit about this Gary Trent situation. Now Shams reporting that the NBA is investigating this contract. Your thoughts on how do you think we got to this point with the NBA now investigating?
I mean, it's a very weird situation. I mean, on the first hand, obviously, there's parallels with what they did with Bobby Portis, where Bobby Portis, you know, signs a relatively cheap deal, then basically re-ups for a relatively cheap deal when he could have gotten more money, and then signs, you know, essentially a very similar deal to what Gary Trent got after 2 years when he was an early bird free agent. The irony is, like, I mean, so there's precedent for this, not just with the Bucks, but with other teams. And, you know, generally, it's kind of just, people let it happen because, you know, like, hey, if a guy wants to take less money to stay somewhere or play for a winner, you kind of just say, like, okay, well, free will, you know, like. And I think the other piece of this too is there obviously is parallel between this and the whole Joe Smith deal that happened with the Timberwolves in, I think it was 1998. But the difference there was that there was a written contract that ultimately came out when there was, you know, whole falling out with Joe Smith's agent. So there was paperwork and a paper trail. And that's a big reason why the NBA just, like, crushed the Timberwolves. Originally it was 5 first-round picks, got reduced to 3. So, you know, the reason why we have never seen anything like that since then is because, you know, the teams and agents know, like, you don't write this down and put it into a contract. I'm guessing there are no text messages either between these parties that could also ultimately come out in an investigation. So I think it'll basically, the weird part is what makes it, the closest to a smoking gun is the fact that Gary Trent stunk last year.
Yep.
Nobody would have given them this contract. So it's in the Bucks are in this weird spot where the contract itself is basically the best evidence of guilt, because why would you do this unless you were essentially, you had agreed to it. And this was basically under, you know, some duress from Clutch and Rich Paul. And the irony as well is the best punishment is probably that they have to honor the contract. So, you know, I think if the NBA really wanted to take a stand and say, it is not okay for teams or agents slash players to be doing this, which in the grand scheme of the universe, you know, it takes two to do this. You know, agents have to be, you know, credentialed with the league. You would probably say we tear up the contract and we dock the Bucks, you know, something ugly that nobody would want if you're a Bucks fan, like multiple first round picks or something, which, by the way, is probably what it would take to trade Gary Trent's contract at this point, you know, like to offload that contract. You're probably talking two or three first round picks, which I don't think anybody would really want to do at this point, given where the Bucks are. But I don't really see that happening, though, because, I mean, let's just look at it, right? Like, for the league to tell Rich Paul and the players union, we're going to void this massive contract for a guy, you know, based on it just doesn't look right.
Okay, so hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to interrupt here. When you go back to 2000, that Joe Smith deal, because that's the last time you really had something like this. The Timberwolves were found to have circumvented the salary cap to sign Joe Smith. Now, in that one, they had a smoking gun of a signed agreement. Like, they had a paper trail on this dude, right? The penalty was GM Kevin McHale was forced to take a leave of absence. Glenn Taylor, the owner, was suspended. Smith's most recent contract was voided, and his bird rights were stripped away on top of that. They were fined. Now, again, this is 2000. They were fined $3.5 million, and they had to forfeit five first-round picks to go along with that. Now, two of those were returned later, so they ended up with three first-round picks forfeited. That was in 2000. And for the most part, they've been able to get away with this, and we really haven't had as much of an issue with it since then. This is a big deal because the other part about this, Frank, is this sets up Kawhi Leonard. So if you go get Gary Trent on this, if Kawhi Leonard gets busted for a shell of a company and doing everything they did, can you imagine the penalty for Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers has to be double whatever they give Milwaukee?
Yeah, so I think it's important. I think it's right to call out the Kawhi situation because I think you're right. I think anything they do with the Bucks and Gary Trent, I think would be, you know, less than what they might do to Kawhi. I would be very surprised if they had they nailed the Bucks for more than what Kawhi potentially gets punished, or the Clippers get punished for in the Kawhi thing. So I would agree. I think, again, if I had to handicap it, I don't know. Like, most cap circumvention punishments are usually related to, like, you know, early contact with free agents, right? Like, before free agency starts, like, that's what we've seen the last probably 5-6 years. Like, it's been those types of situations, you know, when it was 1201 and, you know, they would say like, oh, this contract got negotiated. And then eventually, you know, they realize like, okay, clearly these are happening before they were legally allowed to have contact. And those were typically like second round picks. Now, is this worse than that? I mean, you could certainly argue, well, you're basically circumventing the cap because you're essentially, you know, the Bucks in this case were able to push money that they would have normally had to pay Trent the last 2 years when they had very little money, very little flexibility to down the road. So you could argue it's worse, but I have a hard time imagining that they would hit the Bucks for more than, you know, a couple second round picks. But I also think, again, if they want to punish the Bucks, they're not going to void the contract. So they would really want to have to make a statement about punishing agents if they were to void that contract. And honestly, I mean, if they voided that contract and took two second round picks, that's a phenomenal outcome for the Bucks,
right?
You know, to wipe that contract off the books. So
sure,
that's why I guess my pessimistic Bucks fan hat on, I would probably say, yeah, that contract's probably not going anywhere because it's going to be
Frank,
a fight with the players union. But
Frank, so, if they void the contract and you lose 3-1s, considering what the Bucks have in general, that would be devastating.
Oh, it'd be, yeah. The picks are, I mean, because here's the thing. Like I said, I think, I mean, there's an exchange rate, right? Like to dump salary costs, that's right, to trade a bad contract, the other team you're dealing with will have to get, you know, they're obviously needing to get paid with first round picks. We saw the Bucks do a version of this with the Caris LeVert deal, right? Where they got those two second round picks in order to take on more money this year to help Detroit clear salary cap. I mean, those are the types of deals the Bucks want to do, right? So that's why the Trent move also has cost to the Bucks, because it means that's money they can't be like renting out basically to other teams to take on their bad salaries and get second round picks or maybe even a first round pick in the future. So
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co. You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I mean, for anybody who says, like, oh, it doesn't really matter because the Bucks aren't competing, it's like, no, it does matter that you have this contract because that's money that you know, can't use for this sort of, kind of asset gathering, which is obviously something the Bucks should be prioritizing. So the deal definitely has, like, real opportunity costs to the Bucks over these next 4 years. And, you know, like we said, if you could wipe it out at the cost of 2 second-round picks, I think that'd be a very good trade. But, again, if you're talking, like, you know, the doomsday multiple pick scenario, and you have to keep the contract. I mean, as you said, that would be horrendous. I mean, you'd basically say, like, you're wiping out, like, half of the, you know, Giannis trade return just because of some stupid, you know, under the table deal you worked out with Gary Trent.
But
so,
Frank, the other part about this is, the other part is, this is what they did with Bobby Portis, did they not? Wasn't it wink, wink, nod, nod, we'll take care of you? And then they did.
Sure.
It's the same damn thing. And nobody said anything about that with Bobby Portis, but now we're pushing on the Bucks for this. It to me, it drives me nuts. All right, Frank Madden joining us, Locked On Bucks. Follow him on X at FMaddenNBA. I got another one for you. Gary Wolfel down at NBA Summer League. Is saying some NBA officials who are attending the Summer League here in Vegas contend the Bucks would likely have to surrender small forward Jaime Jaquez, who was recently obtained in Miami, plus a guard, potentially Ryan Rollins or A.J. Green, in order to get Nuggets forward Peyton Watson, who then they would obviously have to sign as well as a restricted free agent. Would you do Jaime Jaquez and A.J. Green and something deal in order to get Peyton Watson?
Yeah, that was the package I was talking about the other day was Jaquez, because basically he's the replacement. He's an off-ball guy. I think he would work well with Jokic. It was A.J. Green, which is partly me being optimistic because I actually like A.J. Green. But, you know, if this Gary Trent contract is on the books, you know, somebody kind of has to go. Yep. And A.J. is obviously the closest like for like. So A.J. is kind of moving out because he has some positive value, but I think is more valuable to a winning team anyway. And then to me, the question was, like, you know, do you have to attach draft capital on top of, you know, something else? And so if you didn't have to attach draft capital and you were just basically giving them those two players who make a lot less money than, you know, if Peyton Watson's getting, say, $25 million, which is by coincidence the size of the traded player exception, the trade exception the Bucks created through the Giannis trade. I think I would do that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's worth the dice roll. It's a lot of money for Peyton Watson, who's, you know, an up and coming player. I don't know how high his ceiling is, but, you know, where the Bucks are, you got to make some bets. And I say betting on, you know, a young wing who's obviously on a clear kind of, you know, upward trajectory and really looked good on a winning team last year would be, I think, a reasonable dice roll. So I would go for something like that because that also solves the roster crunch squeeze that they have right now, right? They need to free up two roster spots relative to what they have now. So if it was just Jaquez and AJ and you get Peyton Watson back at $25 million escalating, like, I think that would be a good dice roll. I think the hard part would be if then you start having to attach, like, a pick or something, which, again, if you're Denver, I'm sure you ask for that. You're looking at, like, the Walker Kessler deal and saying, let's get greedy. but they also, I think, have less leverage because they're in much worse financial shape than like Utah was when they were trying to keep Kessler.
Last night, I watched another one of our summer league games. No Burry's this game. Brayden Burry's clearly has proven he's an NBA player and ready to go. So not worried about him. I think he has an immediate impact. What I wanted to see was something from Nate Ament in this summer league. And guess what? He finally gave us a game last night, Frank Madden, that we can be happy about.
Yeah, I was happy. I mean, I was happy for him. I mean, I was learning more about him. He seems like a great kid, smart guy, hard worker, all those things. Like, you can kind of see, like, why teams maybe were glass half full with him in the draft process, even despite some of, you know, like, the lack of physical maturity, some of the, you know, inefficiency that he had at Tennessee last year. So he's a likable guy. I think he's easy to root for, but obviously, you know, he's been a background character in those first couple summer league games with Burry taking center stage. And yeah, I mean, I was happy for him, happy for the Bucks kind of needed, you know, some positive news here beyond just the Burry stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting watching him. You know, I mean, he's 6'10", he's got clear ball skills in terms of ball handling and some of the touch. You know, we saw it last night. He gets to the mid-range, step backs. You know, his three-point shot has generally looked pretty good. He's had some bad misses, but has generally looked pretty good and actually been very efficient scoring in summer league. So obviously, you know, it's a good kind of confidence booster for him. I still would be very surprised if he's, you know, seeing any like extended action in Milwaukee this coming year. You know, again, with a lot of injuries, certainly anything's possible. It's not like they, you know, have to prioritize, you know, winning at this point, given the lack of sort of pick impact that would have on them. So I don't think he's going to play much, especially, if you got a Peyton Watson type, I don't think he's going to play much, especially. But I think, you know, again, a guy who probably, you know, may spend a lot of time with the herd just to get reps and just to kind of get used to the physicality of, you know, the NBA/NBA-ish competition in the G League. But I was happy for him. And probably it's interesting. I don't know what your kind of comp for him is. Like when I watch him, he plays like a guy who likes Kevin Durant, and that is kind of a slippery slope because Kevin Durant's incredible. You know, he takes tough shots. He makes tough shots. It's, I think, kind of hard to make a living being a poor man's Kevin Durant in the NBA. So I think for Nate Ament, I think the question is, you know, how do you become a useful two-way player when you are a role player early in your career and you're not a guy that's going to get like a ton of shots and, you know, you're not going to get the chance to back down guys and take fadeaway jump shots and things like that. So, you know, it's going to be a journey with him. Hopefully, you know, Burry's is an instant guy that, you know, is able to play and contribute and take some of the pressure off of Ament's development. But I think it's good to see Ament break through a bit, you know, still, even when he was scoring, you could tell the physicality was not easy for him last night, but, you know, again, it's a step forward, and hopefully you can build on that. Hopefully we keep seeing good things from him here the rest of Vegas. And then, you know, again, we'll see what kind of role he might have this fall when it comes to, you know, his first training camp, et cetera.
I think the weight program for him is crucial the next 2 to 3 years as far as adding muscle, adding weight, so he can play through a lot of that stuff. Then you could start having the conversation of, okay, can he really get to that Durant level or whatever the case may be? I just go back to this interview I saw from after high school, before college started, with DeBonsta, AJ DeBonsta, and he was asked, Kevin Durant actually asked DeBonsta, like, okay, so who are the dudes in this class that are going to be the leaders of this class in the NBA? DeBonsta didn't flinch. He said, Peterson and Ament, it's us three. Those are the three guys that'll lead this class in the NBA. When I saw that, I was like, okay, well, that's legit. And then you see the high school tape, and you're like, okay, yeah, he's a stud in high school. And then you see the struggles through injury and so forth at Tennessee, and then you become less convinced. But again, you know how it is to be a loser Bucks fan, because that's the mold we're about to go back into. You just look for flashes that you can hold on to and then hope and pray that you can get those flashes to be consistent from game to game as he grows as a player.
Yeah, I mean, Sparky, we were born for loser Bucks culture. I mean, we were forged in the loser Bucks of the 90s.
We can teach a class on it. We know.
So I agree. I mean, I saw the DeBonsta thing too, and I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Like, are they close friends? Is that part of what's going on here? But Ament's a really interesting guy. You know, because he was not a guy that was, you know, a highly recruited stud guy when he was a freshman in high school. Right. He had kind of a growth spurt and really kind of burst on the scene his junior, senior years. And so it's all a bit new to him. And there is kind of a little bit of that, like, you know, baby deer kind of, you know, physical growth and maturity that hasn't happened yet. And, you know, again, like we of all fan bases have been spoiled seeing, you know, we saw Giannis grow from what he was as a rookie to obviously just like the chiseled, like arguably one of the greatest physiques in NBA history to what he became. I don't think we can expect obviously any of that with Nate Amon, but you know, again, like you can become stronger without like, you know, looking like a bodybuilder. And I think for him, a lot of it's more like lower body strength and that stuff versus, you know, being, you know, again, Kevin Durant, like, you know, can Kevin Durant bench press the bar, you know, tomorrow if you ask them, like, I don't know, maybe, but it doesn't really matter. So we'll see with Amon. But, you know, again, I think the nice part is having those two guys coming in together. And one, obviously, Barry's fingers crossed that he's a guy that contributes right away, even if, again, want to temper expectations a little bit on what he can do as a rookie. Hopefully they clear out some of these guards in the meantime and give him a little bit more runway for playing time this season.
I got one more for you. How big of a, what do you think of Casper the Friendly Ghost? I'm not there, man. Like, I think he might be an okay player, but I don't think he deserves the hype machine that he's been getting from Bucks fans.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was interesting. He had a pretty terrible first couple of games of Summer League last year, I recall. I went back and looked it up. I think he shot like 7% in the, I think he might have been in the California Classic or something, but he had a horrendous Summer League start last year. And then I think he got it together a little bit. But then, you know, in the regular season with the Heat, obviously didn't play tons, but generally was good when he played. And it's kind of interesting, right? Because he's a below the rim guy. He's not a guy that, you know, wows you with athleticism, explosiveness, all those things. But he's just kind of a steady Eddie. You know, he's 6'5". He's got good size. He just turned 20. I mean, he's younger than Burry's is. And so, again, like, as a guard, as a bench guard that maybe could be more, I think that's probably how we should be thinking about him. I don't, you know, think anybody who was kind of thinking like, oh, he's going to be our point guard of the future, like, okay, you know, probably need to temper those expectations a bit. But, you know, he's a guy who shot it really well last year. You know, I think you'd expect that to be better than it was here from the short burst we saw in Vegas. And again, like, I'm not going to overreact to it, but obviously, especially a second year player, you don't like seeing them struggle in summer league. So we'll see. We'll see if he plays any more the rest of this stint, and then kind of see what he has. But you know, hey, good news is we've got other guys that we can
correct
in our hopes too. So
exactly right. He is Frank Madden. Follow him on X at @FMaddenNBA, and of course, Locked On Bucks. Frank, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Barbie.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. Here we go.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.